Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Blogger News on the radio and another in our News in Review series. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 90 minutes. Joining me here in the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, everyone.
From the Pacific Northwest, Ms. Pickles, who apparently is digging her way out of 14 inches of snow at the moment. Hi, Pickles.
Bah humbug.
And from New York, Sean Krauss. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. We'll be opening up our phone lines momentarily, and we look forward to taking your calls. The switchboard number is area code 646-378-1120. Big week in the Kaylee Anthony story. Sean, your thoughts on the past 7 days?
It's ridiculous. You got Geraldo, who keeps defending Casey. You got him sitting there talking about that. Journalists are the only ones that seem to be attacking individuals. You know, a friend of mine, a really great friend of mine, her name is Brenda Chapman. She is a great musician. She runs the singerchapman.com, really great lady. She said the same thing. Casey Anthony deserves to have her head smashed with like a pencil. Almost like the whole Dark Knight thing where you make the pencil disappear. Casey has lied for so many months, and just to find out at the very end with DNA testing, and it's just really disgusting to me that, you know, this woman, she sits behind a prison cell, and all of a sudden, you know, they act, you know, the Anthonys, they,
oh, it's not my daughter. My daughter is insane. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, this is all the whole new excuses that they're going to come out with. And it's ridiculous. You know, they need to honor the memory of Kaylee Marie Anthony and make sure that Casey Anthony suffers.
Jen, what's your thoughts on how the week unfolded?
Well, it sure broke my heart. It was hard to accept, even though I knew it was going to happen. I think there was just a deep part inside me that was hoping that maybe I was wrong with all my theories, but it come to reality, and it really did hit me hard.
Pickles?
Huh?
What's your thoughts on the last week?
You know, I kind of have this lynch mob mentality where I say hang or high. I mean, there's just nothing, there's no excuse for it. It's absolutely disgusting, and it's, you know, Ellie came out and said that the body has been there for a long time and that it was not just put there, and that, you know, and then these people who are bashing this man who found her, I mean, give me a break. The guy has probably been losing sleep, getting gray hair for the last how many months, wondering how come they haven't found her yet. And then the water recedes and he has the nerve to go and check it out himself, and it's that she's there. I just think it's disgusting and ridiculous, and whatever I think that they choose to use as her defense, I think she's going to fall on her face.
I hope so.
I do. Well, she's going to, because, you know, the whole thing between her and O.J. and everything, there's a huge difference. I mean, O.J., children looked up to him. People adored him. He was famous. He was a TV personality. Everybody loved him. She's just another run-of-the-mill person who wants to do things instead of having her child, and instead of getting help and realizing that, hey, I can give my child a better life by giving her to my mother or adopting her, she chose to kill her child. I don't see her getting the same special treatment that O.J. Simpson got.
She doesn't deserve it.
And not at all.
Well, no, but the thing, though, with Casey, though, is that, you know, she was, you know, you mentioned something about how people loved O.J. Well, mm-hmm. There was only a certain amount of people that actually loved Casey. You know, you forget that Casey was a whore. You know, she was riding around all over Orlando.
Right.
You know, the Pirates of the Casey Bean, people were riding her up and down like an elevator. And it's really sad and pathetic that, you know, she chose this nightlife of promiscuous sex and being a spokesperson for Valtrax than to even care about her own daughter. And that's really sad and pathetic in my book. That does not make you a good mother. That makes you a very sick and cold-hearted bitch. I hate you, Casey.
Well,
this pretty much puts the brakes on the Georgian drive that Kaylee is alive. What are they going to do now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I mean, it's evident what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to take the funds that they've used to help, you know, quote unquote, find Kaylee. And they're going to use it to build a defense against for their daughter, because they figure, okay, their granddaughter's dead, so let's make sure that we can use some good defense so that we can bring our daughter back home.
Yeah.
And you know, they're going to try everything. They're going to go through the whole book. You're going to have Pee Wee Herman, who's going to sit there and try to tell people that his client is insane. She had a moment of insanity. Bullshit. You know, when she called 911, when the protesters were sitting there throwing coins at her, she's used to dollar bills. She's not used to people throwing change at her. I don't know for what reason. Well, anyways, if you remember that incident, she called 911 and she had a very good, clear voice. She knew what was going on. So she's not dumb. You know, and people paint out this picture that, that she's a nutcase. No, she's not a nutcase. She knows exactly what the hell she was doing. And, you know, unfortunately for her, you know, people are going to buy into this bullshit. People are going to sit there and listen to the crap that Jose is going to present out there for people. And then what? And then America already wants her burned at the stake. You know, like the olden days of the Salem witch hunt. I still say that, that she needs to be locked away in prison for life. I think that she needs pictures of Kaylee. She needs pictures of myself. And she needs pictures of Simon to get her through her day. And they won't be good pictures either. They will be very, the pictures of Kaylee will be very touching. The pictures of myself would be very distraught. It would make her cry each and every single day. That's what she deserves. She doesn't get any special treatment. You give her death, that's just the easy way out. That's not justice for Kaylee. That's justice for Casey.
I think she should be put in with the rest of the prisoners, too. I mean, why should she have that left?
Throw her in with the... throw her in with general population. People didn't like when Jeffrey Dahmer was thrown into general population. You know what the hell happened to him? Someone beat his ass with a toilet stool or whatever the hell it was, and then murdered him. Well,
why
hey, if that's the case, what happened to Casey?
Why is she getting...
I thought it was a
you know,
I don't understand how come they haven't put her in with somebody. Just because she's a somebody, I don't even know who they think she is. I
think she's
why
probably
is?
Gotten...
Well,
threats, maybe.
She says that she gets death threats and all this other crap. Please, it doesn't matter. What she needs is she needs a butch lesbian to sit there and tell her exactly how it is. You know, bitch. Clean my shoes. You know, maybe she needs someone to tell her that because she didn't get it from her parents. No one gave her any parental advice for her years. So maybe that's what she needs.
Yeah, it's possible.
Right.
I don't think she should be treated with any special treatments whatsoever. I think she should.
Hell no.
I just get mad every time I think about how they're treating her right now. So.
She's a celebrity.
No, well, that's just, she's got celebrity status.
Exactly,
she's
that's
not.
What it is. I don't know what it is about them, her or what. I mean, I'm sure this isn't the attention she wanted, though, honestly. I think that she definitely did not expect this to happen, but... Now she's like a celebrity. It's like she sits back, eats her Pop-Tarts, put on her cocoa butter and her thermal, like, oh, yeah, I'm Paris Hilton. Check me out. I'm Paris Hilton of Orange County, you know.
She gets excited. I mean, she makes those purchases. Like when she buys those feminine products and stuff, you know, like the tampons and stuff, you know, WFTV, they report that. You know, and she's like, oh, my God, they reported me. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Now everybody knows that I wear pants. Shut up. No one cares. You spend $300, who cares?
And then wasn't she ordered a snack or something after she heard about them finding the remains?
Oh, yeah, she made an order on her
commissary.
Yeah,
Yeah, whatever. Oh,
yeah, she ordered ramen noodles and stuff. Yeah, that's really great. Oodles of noodles.
That's why I think Baez doesn't want to see the crime scene now, because she's like, oh, I'll just tell you. You don't need to see it. I'll just explain it to you.
No, I think there's something else behind this. They're gonna they're trying to say something, do something to cause, to make make it sound bad on the law enforcement right now. That's what they're going to plot against that. Or
they're
the judge saying the judge was biased, you know, was favored to the law, the police department or sheriff's department or whatever, and that they didn't give him their chance. Because he's already saying that they didn't play fair whenever they didn't let him go and tell her the news. I mean, who could be better to break somebody in the news other than a chaplain?
Jose Baez and everybody, you know, Jose is a fool. You know, he was the one that wanted instant access to the crime scene. You know, he wanted him and Henry Lee to have on-site access while the investigation was still continuing.
Right, and
who's to say that they... Right, but who's to say that they wouldn't have planted evidence? I mean, they could have had a Merc coming or something else.
Well,
or destroyed it, you know? I mean,
that's what they wanted. I figured more than anything was to get in there and accidentally destroy evidence or pocket something to take it so they wouldn't show up. I mean, I don't think they should have had rights to it. Not while the FBI and all was in there doing their thing.
Okay, folks. To all our listeners out there, we are waiting for you to call in because we would be delighted to field your questions and comments. Our switchboard number is area code 646-378-1120. Again, that's area code...
You should tell them, Simon. Because these people need to speak out and let the Anthony family know, on what they actually feel about Casey Anthony. You know, you see, if you're sitting there listening, let people know exactly how you feel. I mean, do you agree that with everything that's been found out after all these months, between all the bullshit stories that have happened, between the Zanny the Nanny story and then the Puerto Rico story? Up until now, you agree that, and what do you think should happen to Casey?
Is the nanny Zanny the Nanny story now an absolutely put to bed episode?
Oh,
hell no! No, they're still going to use that story.
Oh yeah,
they're
still
going to
use that story. Yeah, because they were trying to say something along the lines that the meter guy, his last name was Gonzalez. And they were trying to put the two together, and I'm like, that's bullshit.
It is.
I knew they were gonna try that. I knew it. There was no doubt in my mind. This is probably what they've been working for all this time, because he's been saying that they were prepared for the worst.
Okay,
and they've been planning all this time.
We do have. Oh no, we don't. They left. you guys yabber on too much.
Well, I just talk to hear myself talk. It's so darn fun.
One of the things that I found interesting this week was the announcement. No determination of method of death, but it was ruled a homicide. Is there evidence that we don't know about, that, they're not letting on?
I'm
pretty certain. I mean, you got to figure that they're still in the midst. They're still waiting for additional testing, and they're still waiting for they're still waiting for a lot, and you figure... I mean, you can't give all the Scooby-Doo pieces away.
Right.
Right. Let's skip to the switchboard really quickly. We have a caller coming in from the 307 area code. Hello, what's your name and what's your question for us?
Kaylee has stolen America's heart.
Mickey.
Hello, yes, Mickey. I just have a couple of things. With Dr. Bodden making his comments on TV and stuff, is there anything... like legally an issue about that since his wife is on the, you know, on the head defense team? That's my first question.
I was wondering that myself, how he can do that. I mean, he's gone back and talking about, because he's talked to several people about the case, I mean, with his wife working on the team show. I don't know.
I mean, he was on TV last night with, I think it was last night with Colby, and they were, or maybe it was Friday night, I can't remember, but I watched it last night, but and they were both talking about the forensics and disagreeing with Dr. G and stuff, and I guess, you know, I would think that would be, I don't know, a conflict? I don't know. What's your opinion?
It seems to me like it would have some kind of conflict. He also done interviews with Greta.
Right.
But I really don't know if it's, I don't know what the purpose is that he would come in and start talking like that for, though.
Maybe they disagree behind closed doors.
No, he's doing it openly. He's just, I just would have never thought that they would allow him to, you know, go in and say things, talk about the case, because they're saying that, like Baez says, you know, he's not about to release anything that they're doing with their investigations and about the case on their side at all.
And you would think that Baden would respect his wife's position and keep his mouth.
Unless it's another ploy. I mean, it could be another thing to
that's what
to
I'm
make
thinking.
It work, like, you know, well, have it say, well, you know, this wasn't a fair trial because, you know, Baden or whatever his name is was talking to the press about it and all, you know, there's no telling what the reasons are.
Yeah, but in many ways, this is analogous to Lawrence Kobolinsky, who, you know, I mean, he's announced as being, you know, a paid consultant for the defense team. I mean, no one in their right mind is going to put Kobe on the stand. I mean, it wouldn't happen in a million OJ trials.
Well, I think he's discredited himself when he initially on Nancy Grace, he was, before he was hired by them, you know, he was, you know, giving Nancy Grace and everybody all the proper questions or the good questions or the good answers that we wanted to hear. And then once he was hired, he took a total turnabout. So
right.
To me, that just discredits him totally.
It didn't help him for sure. But he's even saying himself he doesn't even know for sure if he's going to be called in to testify. He hasn't even examined any of the evidence.
Examined the evidence.
Anything. None of the test results or anything other than what was on paper.
I have another question.
But go ahead. But you got to look at it this way, though, is that you got to, you know, all these guys, you know, they're still poster childs, you know, for their own cause. I mean, Michael Bogdan, I respect a lot. But if he's working for Casey's defense team, I'm sorry, that pisses me off.
It's his wife that's doing the work for him, not him directly.
Oh, well.
That's why we, you know,
well,
we're
yeah.
questioning it.
Everybody wants
wife.
A piece of
even for his wife.
Okay.
Well, yeah, then that's sad.
I know. That's what it is, too. Everybody wants a piece of the Kaylee money. Kaylee is, she's a household trademark name.
And that's so sad.
It is
sad. I have another question. Do any of you know... got a couple. There's that little giggle. Do any of you know that the book that was missing, that they found, allegedly found at the scene, The Supper Time for Frida Fuzzy Paws, does anybody know if that was ever listed anywhere, you know, when they asked obviously the Ellie asked the aunts, is there anything missing? Obviously, that book would have been missing, and if that was her favorite book, they would have thought of that right away. And her swimsuit, you know, was that type of stuff missing?
They said nothing was missing. I watched
and
them on TV say nothing was missing from the house.
That's what I thought, but now evidently that
but
may not
know.
Be true.
We know that they have not. They're not gonna be.
They're
honest
not truthful.
About everything. They're not gonna tell everything because, I mean, look what she done with the brush. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
And
it's
I heard
very
that
obvious that she's holding back a lot of stuff that's going on that she won't tell because she knows it's going to hurt her daughter if she does.
Can anybody tell from the picture if that book was like all, because it would have been underwater, was it all?
It was hard to tell. It was really hard to tell. I couldn't see it good enough. I could see the page looked like, you know, similar to the pages in the video with Kaylee, but I don't know if it was exactly the same one or whatever, but it sure looked like it. But it's, mm-hmm. you know, I couldn't swear on on a stand and say that it was definitely the same one.
Certainly the coloration was very similar.
Yeah,
definitely,
it was, but
definitely.
To be underwater all that time, you know, that does make you wonder about it, too, unless it was one of these plastic-coated pages or something that they had, but I don't really think it was. But
I'm sure
it may have been sealed in the bag better than, you know.
Yeah, that's
true.
It could have been, too.
Better than the pebble-sized bones?
Huh?
Better than the pebble-sized bones that they had to sift out of the mud?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what gets to me is that, you know, Kaylee's been reduced to sifters and dirt, and it's
heartbreaking. Yeah, I mean, I got tears in my eyes right now thinking about this child laying in the woods and her body being spread around by animals because she's been laying there all this time.
You know, it's quite a common thing these days with not all young parents, dads and moms, not all of them. Are like this, but it's quite the common thing now for young adults to, instead of realizing they can give their child a better life and just, you know, giving them over to somebody else, they are killing them. Like, it is at an alarming rate. I've got it all down on my computer in the other room, but
you know,
it's actually...
I think some of the reason for that is that because the parent, I mean, not the parents, but people in this society today make it look wrong if you don't want to have, if you're going to have a baby and you don't want to keep it. So rather than be shamed by giving this child up, they would rather get rid of it. And, in my book, I would say I would call them a hero if they would give the child up to somebody that would be, give them a good home if they can't do it.
And what else they do is they make a young person, I've noticed, they make them feel bad instead of saying, well, you know, it's normal that you want to go out and it's normal that you don't understand what you're doing because maybe you're not mentally ready to have a child. But instead they say, no, you have to stay home. You can't be like that. And you need to reach out to these people at the level they're going to understand in terms that they're going to want to listen to you. And it's just, I don't know, it's terrible.
I think
I think there's an astronomical amount of grandparents raising grandchildren nowadays, too.
And they need to be
commended. I mean, you see it all the time. Exactly. And you wonder if those grandparents weren't raising those children, what kind of statistic would they end up, you know, possibly being, too?
Right.
Because they're, I know personally myself of a lot of grandparents that are raising their grandchild.
Me too.
I know this one woman, she's been raising all of her grandchildren since I've known them, since I was 15, and she's still raising her grandchildren. And you know what? The last of the grandchildren, the mother was giving her child NyQuil to get them to go to sleep. And you know what? I think that it's better that she raises those grandchildren because, you know what, that's going to harm them eventually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think that, you know, just these kids, they're not kids, they're young adults. They just need to be, they need to be made aware of, you know, that there is help out for them, and they're not bad.
Well,
it's not bad.
Children, you know, having children does not come with a book with directions on how
exactly.
to handle them. So they have to be taught.
But if you remember though, in the beginning, you know, Casey had an opportunity to give Kaylee away for adoption.
Yeah. He wanted to.
Yeah.
And
but it was Cindy. It was Cindy Evil, I should say, that told her, no. And then, you know, and then that was it, and that was the end of it. Kaylee would still be alive today.
They raised Kaylee until they decided that they wanted Casey to become more responsible.
Exactly.
And say, all right, now all of a sudden, okay, this is your daughter, you take care of her.
And, you know,
all this time they was taking all the responsibilities on Kaylee. And then all of a sudden, they were saying, no, well, we're not going to do it no more. You got to do it and, you know, become more of a responsible person, which she should have been all along. But, I mean, you know.
She wasn't, though.
You gotta look at it like this. I mean, Cindy stood in the way a lot during, I mean, I'm not saying that she wasn't with good intentions, because I commend any grandparent for helping their child, you know, their grandchild, making sure that they get a good life. But I think it's hard. I mean, it's got to be hard to see, you know, you got to try to find a way. There's a certain line that you can't cross over to push them, because
exactly.
This is the results that it goes to, and you've got to learn where that line is, how far you can push them in order, you know, to make them become a better person.
My youngest son, he's 18. We adopted him at birth, and I remember his mom was 16 at the time, and I remember her struggling with what everybody else thought of her. You know, they come from a smaller town, and
right.
What everybody else talking, and what everybody else thought of her,
to be ashamed of, you
and
know?
Struggling with doing the right thing for him versus, you know, having to listen to everybody put her down for. And she did make the right decision. She put him up. We were able to adopt him, and then. The day that we left the hospital with him, she wanted to hold him one last time. And I was standing around the corner. I left the room to give them some privacy. And 16 years old and holding that little baby, I will never forget her words to him. And her words was, I know that you won't ever remember this, but I want you to know that I will always love you. And I'm doing this, giving you up, because I do love you. And I know
yeah.
that this person can give you a better home.
And you see, a 16-year-old can see that.
But
yeah,
you know,
whereas
yeah.
not all of them can.
But Casey didn't get that chance. Her mother
right. no, her
forced
mother,
her to have that child, and I think her mother did it to punish her for getting pregnant. They were always
but
punishing each other.
But here's the thing, though. I'm not gonna sit here though, and you know, because you know, the defense may be listening to this, and they may be using it as an excuse. You know, you can't give them an excuse.
No,
yes.
No.
You know, there are a lot of things that should have happened. Casey, you know, the problem with a lot of young people nowadays is, you know, they don't follow through with responsibilities. You know, more people are, you know, it's more of the 24-hour drive-through. They just spread their legs. They don't care. And they don't care about any responsibilities, and it's sad. And that's the same thing with Casey.
Okay.
You know, but you know, she's a thief and she's a liar. And you know, so what? If she couldn't get their child adopted, you make the best of the situation as possible.
Exactly.
Sure.
And they're gonna prove premeditation with her. You know, there's so much evidence. I think they're gonna prove premeditation with her, and her situation is gonna be different than most people. I think she's good.
Okay, we're going to go back to the switchboard. We have callers in the 308 area code. Hello, what's your name and what's your question for us?
Hello, this is Brian.
Hey.
How are you all today? I just wanted to first off by saying, I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but if you saw that makeshift memorial and how big it was, it just makes me cry.
Oh,
it was horrible,
no, honey,
me.
No.
It was so sad.
You call in every week, and now you're going to start crying. You're going to pull out all our heartstrings. We're all going to cry with you.
it was.
I'm going to really try not to.
No, you're
but,
just the sweetest.
But I wanted to say something to Sean. You were totally right about Geraldo. What I have heard him say over the last week, after all that law enforcement had gone through, and he says on national television that they did a rookie investigation, when they had to work through all those lies, that just made me sick.
I mean, you know, I applaud Yuri Melnyk and on all of those the individuals there, because you know what, right now we have solace. You know, Kaylee was found. And, you know, the little girl that America has fallen in love with can at least rest in peace. But, you know, you're right. And I you know, it's what you said. They had to work through all the lies and all the BS, because Casey wasn't giving them nothing.
Right.
And Jose, he kept going around giving 360s. And then you got Geraldo, because of the fact that he went on a fishing trip with Jose Baez. That they figured, oh, well, we'll just, you know, who cares, Jose? You know, who cares about Kaylee? You know, people listen to me. You know, don't you forget, I was the one that gave the directions in Iraq. You know, I gave the terrorists all the information of where the U.S. troops are. Geraldo is an idiot. and forever will be. He doesn't give two craps about Kaylee whatsoever. It's all about him and his mustache.
Yeah.
Well, who's my
America
friend?
Hasn't forgot
I've
about the Iraq thing, that's for sure. So.
Sure.
I've got a good name for mustaches, but preschool ears aren't supposed to hear it.
You know, I'll never
I'll email you all later.
I'll never forget that picture of her in her car seat with her doll.
Oh no.
That right there will always be stuck in my mind. I'm sorry.
Well,
everyone.
Brian, there's one thing you got to look at. Kaylee is in a better place now. She's up in heaven looking down at us, and she's not in pain. She's not hurt nowhere, and she's where no one can ever hurt her again.
And that picture
right.
in your head is actually a good thing, because we don't want Kaylee to be forgotten.
We don't want her to be forgotten, exactly.
We do want to remember her, and any way you remember her, the picture, whether she be singing or whether, you know, Grandpa holding her, those are sad, but those are what we want to remember of her.
Well, if they want to confiscate my computer, it's all full of Kaylee, so she'll be there forever for me, so.
There you go.
She's in that special
good.
Place in my heart.
At least. You know, at least that gives you peace and comfort. You know, that's
right.
more than what I can say about Casey. You know, at least people here in America, you know, at least people here in America at least give a damn.
Yeah.
Casey's sitting there, with taco night, and all she cares about is herself. It's sad.
You know, if that car wouldn't have been found, we may never have even heard of Kaylee. I mean, if she would have disposed of that car better, and she could have kept putting her mom off, because, you know, it's common for people to fight and then not talk to each other for a long time, even if they have kids. And she could have put her off from California or Mexico or Hawaii, wherever
she
chose.
Going to California.
Well, wherever she was going to go to, she could have put her mom off. And you know what? She could have done it for years, for all we know. And if it wasn't for that car being found, we still wouldn't have known about Kaylee maybe to this day, except for, oh, there's a mother and a daughter missing in Florida, and it's on the back of my thing in the mail, you know. And I think that it's just good that the car got found. I think that, you know, they kept trying to get the car thrown out of evidence, too, the defense team. And it's like, are you kidding?
That's the main thing, main piece of evidence.
I want them to walk the jurors right down past the car, you know. Here, just walk past, get a little bit of the odor, and then, okay, the case is done.
And with this case, we may never know. They may do just that.
They
yeah.
did it for Scott Peterson, for the boat. The
yep,
jurors
yep.
got to see the boat.
You guys need to play the first part of the show when Sean was bashing on Casey. You should put that in her cell every day. It gets me so mad watching that girl with those stupid Where is Kaylee t-shirts walking around where she knew she was all the time.
Taking that nasty butt.
Yeah.
Sitting in that car chewing her gum.
Yeah.
Chewing her face.
You don't see him wearing I Know Where Kaylee Is Now shirts, do you?
No.
You know what? I seen the Help Kaylee website, and they just changed it to 2005 to 2008. That's all that they did.
Yeah.
Maybe they're too
well,
hurt to do
I'm
it.
I'm
going to
go, everybody.
Bye.
God bless
you. Feel better.
God bless you. And have a Merry Christmas.
God bless
you.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Okay. Let's turn our attention to our absolute favorite defense attorney, Jose Baez.
Sure.
Now, this is the guy that whined to the court about wanting in on the search. But when he was permitted access, suddenly he went, nah, can't fit it into my busy schedule.
He had that all figured out, too. Like I said before, he just can't figure that now that they have done what they have to do, that there's nothing left for him to go in and destroy. They've already got all the evidence now. I mean, he even went was out there behind the tape watching, trying to get his greedy little hands on something. You could see they were in there trying to see what they could find, and they weren't even supposed to be out there.
I heard that it's Casey who wants to know about the crime scene. I read an article that she's been pestering about it, and then the judge denied by it, Jose or whatever. And you know what I think? I think she wants to know what's left of it so she can build her story off of that. And I think it's probably driving her crazy that they got to it first, and she doesn't know now. Oh, what do I say? Was the duct tape there? Was she bound? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, she doesn't know, and I think that she doesn't – it gives her less to go by.
Right. She can't build her story now.
Yeah.
What's your story? What's your theory, Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
Well, you know, Jose is who he is. I mean, he's a fool, and he will ever forever remain a fool. You know, this guy, you know, we discussed it last week. He's going to be going for 0-for-2 with his last case or whatever case that he had. He had a murder trial he lost that one. He's going to lose this one. He's very inexperienced, and you know, he tries so hard. To get to the core of you know, trying to get inside access without wanting to pay for stuff, basically overstepping the boundaries of the law. And sure, Casey, you know, she's an idiot too. You know, she thinks that she needs a VHS a replay. Please, that woman knows exactly what she did.
Yeah.
You know, and. You know, she'll probably try to continue with the whole Zanny story, or maybe she'll say, you know, maybe she'll be rocking what would Jesus do T-shirt. Maybe she'll try to say that Jesus did something. I don't know. That lady comes up with more excuses than Carter's got liver pills.
Yeah,
and you know, I just don't understand her.
Do you think, Sean, that they will keep the death penalty off the table, and somewhat in hopes that
I think that. You know, they'll probably bring it back on, but you know, in all honesty, they'd be foolish to give her death. You know, why give her the easy way out? Why give her the easy way out? I know taxpayers are going to bitch and complain because they have to keep her, but you know what? I would rather have her suffer for the rest of her life looking at photos of Casey.
As long as they do it.
That she can't do.
As long as
well, I mean, if they're... They need to take the SMK method. If they're not going to pursue death, please. If the state of Florida is listening, prosecutors, I love you guys. You know, please. You know, put a plastic encoding, one that Casey cannot rip off. Place photos of Kaylee all over the place. You know, make it look like like there's some restaurants that have. Pictures of women in swimsuits in the men's restaurants. Well, instead of swimsuits and women in provocative clothing, let's make that Kaylee, so that every day can be a reminder of what she's done. That's justice served, because then she's going to sit there and cry, and then you know, she'll probably try to hang herself with her shirt or something.
Out.
I don't care. You know, or maybe she'll.
She'd try to take her life. She's too vain for that.
Maybe she'll, I don't know, maybe she'll stab herself with an eyelash. I don't know.
The state of Florida said, though, that they won't pursue the death penalty because of the unique, because you remember that letter that the Lemon, the death row lawyer put out about the unique situation and her mental whatever and Susan Smith? Well, the state of Florida said that when they said they would not go for the death penalty, it was because of the unique situation behind this crime or whatever they said, and it's not in the state's best interest to execute her, and it's because the state doesn't want to look bad for putting a young woman to death who might have just had mental problems.
It's so clear.
Yeah, yeah, but I still think they need
problem.
To take... If they're not going to give her death, you know, then, like I said, I think that the state of Florida needs to listen to me and put that plastic up and put those photos of Kaylee up, because that would... That's gonna make her think for the rest of her
they
life.
They did that to a man, I think, over in another state. I don't know what state it was, but it's this judge. I guess he's notorious for being a hard ass or whatever. And they he made this guy who killed a little kid or something. They made him put pictures of that child up in his cell for the rest of his life. I believe it is.
And that's what they should do. That's what they should do with Casey.
So if they don't go for the death penalty and Baez still represents her, do you think does he have to represent her, or can that Linda Kenny Bodden step in and take over?
Oh, if they go for the death penalty, he will have no option.
Right,
but
if they don't, do you think he will stay her attorney? Or do you think he'll let Linda Bodden?
I think he's going to want to do it.
Yeah, he wants to do it for the greed and fame, but if he had any sense, he would hand it over to an adult.
Well, I mean, those book deals and movie deals have to keep coming through, he's got to see it through to the end.
He thinks he can go and whine and whine and whine and get his way, just like he does with everything else. He tries going whining about this and whining about that, and then wants to say it's not fair because they don't give him what he wants, just like with the laptop in the jail. I mean, and now yesterday he's complaining because they were the ones that had broke the news to Casey because he wanted to go in there and do it. What was he going to do?
Who, Baez?
Yeah,
maybe he wanted to
hug her.
Baez was upset because they did not let him go and tell her the news about it being a positive identified. He said that the law enforcement was unfair about it, and it was poor something or another. He said that he had requested to tell her if it come out like that, but they said it was policy, the jailhouse policy, for the chaplain to break news such as that to the prisoners. And so that's what they did. They said, too bad. That was their policy. And he called them down on it, made a public statement on the, I mean, I don't remember what news crew he was talking to, but I was watching the video. And they said, I mean, he said that he wanted to be the one to break the news to Casey.
I think they changed their rules enough for him. They've changed their rules enough for him. They let him bring in that laptop after
he
threw a big hissy fit.
That's what I'm saying. He thinks that he thinks he's some high-powered lawyer that can go in there and push his power around, and he can get what he wants.
And he can.
Right.
And he didn't get to this time.
He's
finding
out now.
You know, they're the earth and Jose Baez and Casey Anthony are the worst couple of 2008. You know, between the inappropriate hugging. I mean, what do they want us to do? Should we put a little of that Patrick Swayze music? You know, with the time of your life, the little dirty dancing. Should we put that on for them? You know, and then if we would have let Jose have his way, you know, we play that song in slow motion just as they're moving forward. And hello, Casey.
I mean, it's really disgusting.
He's a joke, and I think if he realized that everybody in America like that even follows up on this, thinks that he's a joke, he probably wouldn't care, but he's a joke.
Right.
He's defending one of the worst. I mean, they're everywhere, you know. Like I said, run-of-the-mill, ho, you know, wanted to cram her mouth full of stuff instead of raising her kid. But, you know, he doesn't understand that who he's defending. We know who her. We know her. We don't. You're a joke. She's a joke. You're all a joke.
Didn't I hear the African American lady that was on there the other night? I think I want to say a defense attorney. Didn't I hear her say on Nancy Grace that she would not defend her, that she couldn't believe her, so therefore she would not defend her?
Well, John Walsh, that's why he didn't get involved.
Yeah. Why doesn't he see it? Why doesn't other people?
John Walsh thinks that Casey's guilty,
and that's why he never brought Kaylee up on America's Most Wanted.
He said that he's sure that she's the one that did it,
and that he's surprised that he would be surprised if they found Kaylee's remains, is what he said exactly.
Right.
They're jokes. It's all a joke. They're just making a joke out of Florida, and everybody who even has fallen in love with Kaylee and everything's like, come on. I'm just waiting for the trial to be over, because it's going to be the result is, you know, perfectly clear what's going to happen. I mean, she's going to go to prison for the rest of her life, get the crap beat out of her on a daily basis.
Do you realize what kind of riots and upset that the people are going to be if this girl does happen to
have they even had anything going on at their house? Like, I know that their police are patrolling regularly on Hope Spring Drive. I know that they put in cameras.
No, I was just going to say, there's been nothing as of late that's been happening over there. I mean,
the only thing I heard was about the 3 o'clock press conference that the Anthony was having.
But no riots, nobody protesting or nothing? Maybe people are just relieved it's done.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, and I think Ellie made it very clear to everybody on their statement the other day about staying out of that area and that they will be prosecuted. And I think they made that, they put the fear
that's
of God in a lot of people.
I thought their house was going to get torched.
Okay, I'm going to put a quick word out to all of our listeners. We do have a couple of lines open, so give us a call with your comment or question. Our switchboard number is area code 646-378-1120. Okay, let's move on. What about this third search of the Anthony House in, what, 10 days, something like that? What were they looking for? Anyone got any clues?
I wish I had a clue.
Not a one.
Well, I mean, you got to figure this, though. They're still looking for additional evidence.
Yeah.
And, you know, you figure this. You know, it amazes me that the Anthony family, at this point in time, after they found the remains and everything else, now they want to help. Well, it's too late for that.
Right.
You know, you authorized and you stated that everything you said accordingly is fact. You lied. So there is no, you do not pass go. You do not collect $200. You get nothing. You get consequences and repercussions, and you get those shoved up your ass. So Cindy and George Anthony, no matter how many times you want to change your story, it does not matter. You will probably be facing obstruction of justice charges, as well as additional charges because of the fact that you continue to sit there and lie. Now you want to figure, now that the boat is sunk, the Titanic is done, the iceberg has been hit, now you want to change your story. Not so much. Don't think so. The evidence, I'm sure that they probably have more evidence, confiscating computers, maybe they're looking for other additional stuff. Who knows? You know, there's
maybe
a lot of stuff that law enforcement may feel that's relevant.
Okay.
It could be that they have some of the toxicology back, too, that they were looking, and maybe they have found something specific, and so they went back specifically to look for something in
right. A
toxicology
okay.
aspect.
Well, they got a lot of stuff, boxes.
I just
stuff.
Found a website that says that with this press conference this afternoon that the Anthonys are saying that the money that was the toys that was donated are going to be donated Sunday evening to Orlando Rescue Mission.
Well, good for them.
Anyone who has made a donation and does not agree with the family to have it donated could come back and pick it up. And they says all the money donated for the search for Kaylee will be given to search for other missing children.
Mm-hmm.
Conway says that the Anthonys were at church this morning and will attend this evening. Family has not decided when and where the memorial for Kaylee will be, but it will be a private memorial. Conway said that Orange County Sheriff's Office removed shoes, clothes, and other items from the Anthony home during the search Saturday. And they're saying that now that the family is aware that there are some profiteering off of the search for Kaylee, and he says the family may take legal action. How can they think of taking legal action against somebody right now when they were the ones that was doing it to begin with?
Who are they going to take legal
Thank
action
you.
Against?
People, they're saying that there's profiteering made off of this search.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
This must go back to the registering of trademarks.
Probably. I guess, and they saying that
maybe
they
look on eBay, Craigslist, see what's for sale that used to be Kaylee's.
Oh, Cindy Anthony, you're not getting my memorial website for Kaylee. You can, that
can
name will
mine.
Stick. And if you want to butt heads and you want to battle, that's fine. We can battle. I could care less. I'm not one of those people that are profiting off of Kaylee's case, and none of us are here.
I think it's just something else to put on somebody.
No,
well, they just want to take the focus off of them.
Exactly.
I mean, sure, yeah, there are people that are sick and disgusting. In some of my discussions with Cindy, as some of you guys are aware of, on TDBS, we did the profiting off of Kaylee series. There were people that were making a shitload of money. You're talking, maybe $20,000-$30,000 selling T-shirts, supporting their drug habit. Those are the people that I don't respect or know or appreciate. You do not get high off of Kaylee. I'm sorry. I take offense to that. And you know, and the list goes on and on. There's a lot of people that have done a lot of bad things. But you know what? You're going to go after every single MySpace. You're going to go after every single fan site. Why? Because it doesn't conform to your views? No. If people have a strong opinion of your daughter, that's their opinion. And now that the truth is out there, you can't nitpick and go after every single website.
Grieving grandparents shouldn't even be thinking of that stuff right now.
That's what I was thinking.
If they're grieving, let's grieve and think about Kaylee, but forget about that bullshit.
No, what it is that they're grieving, and then they're thinking of Casey's defense fund.
Right. Well, look at how Casey grieved when Kaylee was first abducted. I mean, dancing on poles, making out with women, doing drugs. I mean,
she really
grieved. The family has a totally different process than, you know, the normal grieving process.
I mean, I know some, you know, people do have their own ways of grieving, but I think this is just a little ridiculous. I mean,
it's not grieving. I'm beginning to wonder about them.
I don't understand how they can defend her for her actions. And what they said about her actions with all this was before Kaylee went missing. But it's not. So, I mean...
No. And it's just a way for them to try to make some more money, and you know, they're all full of shit. So they can take their trademark and trademark it and shove it up their ass. You know, they should not have this memorial as private. Because you know what? People respect and love Kaylee. You know, people are crying left and right, and they want to make it a private funeral. Because why? Because so they're going to have four people sit there while the rest of America, you know, fine, have your private funeral. But then make it an open funeral so that there are other people that can grieve and share solace and cry at the same time. You know, don't take away that shit from the American people. People deserve the same respect and justice and honor. You know, let people honor the memory of Kaylee. Don't take that away from them. Because if you do, it makes you very bad people, and that makes you assholes in my book. You know, people have cried, people have shed tears, people have just gotten so sick and disgusted by this whole entire case, and you take that away from people, and I swear to God, Cindy and George, and you know, you don't give if you don't allow people to grieve alongside with you in this battle. That makes you real assholes in my book. So please, on behalf of all the people here in America, please, have your private funeral. But also have an open one so that others can grieve as well. And that's all that I ask.
It's just kind of the aunt attitude all along with all of them. It's all about me. It's all about them. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's my grandchild.
Yeah.
Oh, look at how they acted whenever Leonard Padilla... And what was his name? The Grun guy,
had
a little service by the river. Look at their reaction to that. I mean, they literally did not want that to happen at all. And I mean, I can understand they didn't want to give up the fact that Kayla was still alive. But what harm could it have done for what?
Well, people were even grieving by doing the memorial out in front by putting the teddy bears and all that, and Lee tore that up.
Right.
You know. So
they want us
to let them grieve, but they don't want to let us grieve. You know, I mean, I know that we weren't family, but
they,
you know, everybody grew to love her.
To us. They're the ones that brought this to the American people and people all over the world. I mean, we have people from, I mean, all over that knows about Kaylee Anthony. And, I mean, she's a household name now. And still in all, they brought this to us. We didn't go to them and say, look, do you have a story for us? They brought this to the public, and now that the public is all aware of it and their reactions are not following them, they decide, okay, well, we don't want y'all to have nothing to do with it anymore. But it's too late for that. Everybody's involved now. So how can they shut everybody out now?
And it's hard to let them grieve. I know that's something that
it is hard.
It's fair, and we need to, but it's hard to when you – have in your mind, and you see over and over again the tapes of Cindy out there spouting her mouth off, and George saying, "That's not my granddaughter," and And I know they were in denial, but still the way they went about it, they just angered America.
Right.
They didn't get pity from America.
Well,
they got angry.
Whenever they went in with the search boat yesterday, that George was pretty upset about it. I mean, it's like he didn't want them in there. I mean, if they're supposed to be cooperating, why would he react like that?
Exactly.
I mean, I would be saying, oh, here, my door's open. Come get whatever you need to find out what's the truth behind this. I just don't understand their actions. I know a mother and a father loves their children. I would give my right arm for my kids. I mean, my life for my kids. But if I thought that they had hurt somebody else, I would stand by them. But at the same time, I wouldn't deny that they are guilty if I knew they were guilty.
Right. You wouldn't quit loving them as a parent,
exactly.
But you would want them to pay the consequence of what they
exactly.
had done.
Exactly. They have to pay because how else are they going to learn? Yeah, I mean, you can't come in, you know, say, okay, well, pat them on the back and say, okay, well, you did wrong this time by taking this child's life. Don't ever let it happen again, and everything's going to be fine. You can't do that. So,
as a parent, you know, it's just harder when you have grandkids because as a parent,
right.
your kids are adult, you know, are supposed to be adults, and they're supposed to be able to make decisions, and not always do they make good ones. But little Kaylee had no choice. You know,
no,
she had
didn't.
No voice. You know,
she was defenseless. She couldn't fight for her life. She depended on them for her life. She was not even old enough to do anything for herself, really. I mean, she was just learning to talk, yes, and I'm sure she was a joy to be around. But to just take her life like this because you want to go out, I don't understand that. I just don't understand it at all. I don't know. I just can't ever imagine. I remember when my kids were small. I mean, I remember saying, well, I can't do this because I've got my baby. But I never once thought, well, maybe if I killed my baby, I could go and do it. You know,
That's just not normal.
That thought just never, ever occurred to me. It was like, okay, you've got your children. You've got to take care of them, you know. You don't have nobody else to do it for you. You've got to do it.
I have a question for you guys as writers.
Mm-hmm.
It gets confusing to all of us. You know, let's use Nancy Grace's show as an example. When she brings on the panel of defense attorneys or she brings on guests and the defense attorneys, she asks them a question and they all seem to, or even the prosecuting attorneys and psychiatrists, they all seem to differ in what they say, which becomes confusing to us because they're all from different states. Like she doesn't have a panel from Florida on there per se. Do you think that they should? I mean, in order for the information to come out accurately, do you think that when they have a show like that they should have?
It probably would be better if they had at least one. I mean, somebody that is, because different states do have different laws, but the Florida Sunshine Law is pretty much people know about what the Florida Sunshine Law is. That's pretty common knowledge nowadays. That because it's so different.
Do you want to explain that?
The Florida Sunshine. Yeah, you can explain it.
Okay.
I get my words all mixed up. I know what it is.
Yeah, because some of us don't. I had never even heard of the Florida Sunshine Law until in the blog a few weeks ago when it was brought up. I had never even heard of it.
Okay. In a real nutshell, anything that is filed with the courts is publicly available.
It doesn't have to be released by an attorney or by the police department or sheriff's department. Anybody with public knowledge, I mean, like say for the Nancy Grace show, if they want some information, they can request it and they have to release it.
Okay.
They were saying that it's all the sheriff's department leaking this and leaking that, but that's not true. I mean, with the Florida Sunshine Law, anybody can request this information. I don't know. I think you have to have some sort of credentials or something like that. I don't know for sure about that, but...
Oh, money.
But, no, I mean, I don't know if just anybody can go do it, but I know, like, any news reporter, like Fox News or one of those, ABC, NBC, they can just say they have to make a formal request for it, and it can be released. I think there's so many days after, isn't it, Sean? Don't you know about that?
It takes a couple of days. It could take up to a week, but they have to honor it, and then they release
right.
it.
Yeah. And then they have to release it if it's requested. And they're blaming the law enforcement for leaking all this information on the prosecution side, and it's not them doing it. But it's easy for them to say, because people don't know what this law is that Florida has, to make it, you know, less credible for the prosecution this way. If they come out and say, well, the prosecution's, you know, they're leaking this and they're leaking that. But that's not what it is. It's these... Everybody that's requesting this information, after so long, they have to release it. They cannot hold it.
Florida undoubtedly has one of the loosest Freedom of Information Acts.
Yeah, they do.
In the states. I mean, there is no question about that. But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
You know,
so when
it's different.
So when a defense attorney comes on, say, on the Nancy Grace show, and he's from California, and he says, oh, they can't use that because it shouldn't be released and blah, 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 that's not actually true because
right.
the,
in
Cali-
Florida,
the Sunshine Law.
Else it might not be able to, but in Florida it can be.
But she just brings people on that can help with some legal assistance. I mean, unfortunately, you're going to have to take it for a grain of salt and kind of, you know, take what you can out of them and then just go with it. I mean, that's unfortunate. But, you know, that's the only thing you can do. I mean, they do offer some good legal advice, some of them, not going to say all of them. But then it's the other ones that just want to sit there and be on Nancy Grace just for a meal ticket so that they get
right.
more, you know, so they can say that, oh, that was on Nancy Grace.
Oh, was that a Lawrence Kobylinski?
yeah, it just gets confusing to us average Joes who don't know all the laws in the different states. And so, you know, you hear the Sunshine Law, but then, like I said, the defense attorney comes on and from another state and says, "Oh, they can't use this." Then you're sitting there going, "Huh?" You know. So that was why I asked.
They wouldn't be able to come out with all this. I mean, some of this. It's some pretty damaging evidence, and if that was the case, if you know what was released to the public was not admissible, they'd be in trouble by now. I mean, look at all the evidence on the car that's been released. I mean, if that was the case, you know, they would be in trouble because they wouldn't be able to use their main piece of evidence besides the body now.
True.
I mean, you know, it would be kind of ridiculous for anybody to leak all this kind of information out.
This is what I want. This is what I want, though. I want people to give a call in. I want people to be able to state. I don't care if it's two or three words. Give us your opinion, your definition of Casey Anthony. After all this time, 5 months. You know, I know some of you may be gift wrapping and stuff like that. Probably listening to us on your computer. You know, Simon can give you the digits. Just call in and give us your opinion then. On what you actually believe up until this point. And honestly, what you think should happen to Jose and the Anthonys themselves. You know, you've listened to us bicker and go back and forth for an hour. You know, I'd like to know some of your other opinions go through.
And those digits, incidentally, folks, are area code 646-378-1120. Okay, I want to ask open up a new line of discussion. Where does this case go next? Right, I believe that it hits the court sometime in mid-January.
January
15th, I think. 15th. There was a continuance.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have you know, everything's going to be slow at first, you know, because they're going to request a change in venue, obviously, you know that. because they don't think that she's going to get a fair trial. Excuse me, you're not going to get a fair trial anywhere, asshole, because everybody knows about this case. So it doesn't matter if you have it in Orlando, if you have it in Kissimmee, if you have it in Tallahassee, or wherever. I don't care. You can even go out of state, but unfortunately you can't go out of state. You can only stay in Florida.
But there's a really nice courthouse in Outer Mongolia.
Can't leave the state of Florida.
Maybe they should move the Casey Anthony saga or the trial to Australia. Right out there live, wide open into the wild. You know, seeing a kangaroo can bash Casey right in the head. You know, as you got Jose pleading.
Oh no,
my client is innocent.
If they moved the trial to Australia, Baez would claim it was a kangaroo court.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
He would try, that's for sure. Now, they're probably going to, I don't know when the trial's going to be set now, especially now with the body being found and all that. I don't know when they're going to do it because they said that this is going to take a lot of investigation. And personally, I wish it would be just a quick trial. Let them get it over with, find her guilty, slap her in prison with all the other population in there, and let them have their day with her.
I think they could try her 20 times over and find her guilty, and Baez would still always maintain she never had a fair trial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And her parents, too. The whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have...
And then you figure that they're going to... Oh, go ahead, Sam.
No, it's okay. We had a caller coming in, but I guess you scared them off.
Call back.
Go ahead, Sean.
Don't be scared. We're not. No, what I was going to say was that, you know, you're going to have people that are going to sit there and they're going to, you know, of course Casey's going to be convicted. We all know that. But then you're going to have Jose who's going to sit there and go through appeals after appeals after appeals. So this case may not be wrapped up until like the summer or spring of like 2009. Based on all the appeals.
Too. She also has these other charges against her, too. The
forgery
and all this with the checks and all that, the money that was stolen. I mean, she's got to face court.
Right.
When is that coming up? Is that still on hold?
I don't think they have. No, he had asked for that to be continued after
trial.
So,
okay.
And he got that. I don't exactly know what his reasoning was for that, but he wanted to go to trial for this first.
Okay, we do have that caller coming in from the 703 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Liz, and I didn't mean to hang up on you. I got distracted. But Sean a little bit ago asked people to call in and in three words say what they thought about Casey, and I've been trying awfully hard to get it down to three words. Sean, that's a challenge.
We were only kidding.
Hey, yeah, if you make it six, hey, whatever you got to do.
No, I did it. I came up with life without parole, and I would be very satisfied with
that's
that.
That's good. That's very good.
I just, you know, I try very hard to find some excuse, you know, her youth or something, mental or family or whatever. I can't do it. I cannot look at that child and consider her age and innocence and say that because what message does that send, as you all were talking earlier to young parents today, what message does that send? It's okay, honey. You're not ready, so go ahead and kill it. I mean, that's really not the message.
Yeah.
And we have to look at this as sending a message. And with regard to the boo-boo head lawyer, I just don't know anything about the law, so take what I'm saying with a whole box of salt. But I'm awfully afraid that he is basically doing his job, that all of the crap, pardon the language, that we hear from him is part of what he is allowed to do, barring break her out of jail, to get her off. And
he will do
some
what he
of it's just
to.
Real hard to stomach. Although I do certainly believe in our justice system and innocent until proven guilty, but the man's just been such a clown about it. I mean, what is this business of demanding in a hearing to get all the tips on tape and costing the state $980 and then never going to get them? And then he demanded to get all of the forensic people on site with the law enforcement. Oh, please. And then when the site's released to him, he can't be bothered. That is all posturing for the sake of trying to taint a jury. So I don't want to hear anything from him about tainted juries. And also, if stupid O.J. or whomever else like that can get a fair trial, which I'm sure he did, more than enough, then she can. I mean, there are mature people in this world, and gosh knows the two lawyers will vet them very seriously before they're allowed to become part of the jury. But I do have faith in that system, and once people get in that courtroom and listen to the judge and are told how and what they should, you know, conduct themselves, she will get a fair trial. I don't have a doubt about that. I mean, it can't be any of us, obviously, but there must be people down there who can do that. I was going to say.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your attraction to this story? I mean, kids go missing every day.
Yeah. Well, this one, I think, to be honest, I do care about every missing child. I've seen some comments on some blogs all over the place where, you know, what's the difference between this little boy who was murdered, I think he was just barely one, by a man his mother had left him with, and it had just happened, actually. And the Kaylee Anthony story, and well, first of all, the media didn't know anything more about the first child, so, I mean, news is news. If you don't know anything, you can't print it. But secondly, this one has all of the twists and turns. There's just been one thing after another thing after another thing, and the first thing was a mother that didn't report the child missing for 31 days.
That was what got
That was
me.
The hook right there.
That was
and then
really
everything after that has been so twisted.
Bizarre.
And bizarre, thank you for the word, absolutely. That's what it is. I mean, part of it is the story, but also, obviously, it's the child. And sometimes I think stories like this are meant to rise to this level of national attention because that's the only thing that gets us to pay attention, I'm sorry to say. It has to be a tragedy of some magnitude before we are dragged out of our normal existences to pay attention to some kinds of people, situations, laws, whatever it might be, you know? That's why we have Amber Alerts, because of that tragedy, you know?
If any good came out of this case, is it brought America's attention to cases like this and that missing children are missing all the time.
Yeah, and it doesn't,
and to be more
doesn't
aware.
Diminish the value of any other child that ever
exactly.
was missing
right.
or was killed or will ever. It really simply focuses through one, our love and care for all, and then hopefully something good will come out of it. So
I read
I could get off and let y'all talk.
No, please stay on for a moment.
Okay.
I read a fascinating article. It could almost have been written by Sean because it was pretty acerbic. And it was talking about missing children in general. And the way that some children get more attention than others, and I think the term they used was missing little white girl syndrome. Do you feel that came into play?
I'm sorry, I didn't think of it.
I don't think this.
And I have to tell you, I'm not in a position to know because I don't know the stories of other children of any ethnic origin to know how to compare. I frankly don't even know the ethnicity or anything about the little child I was just talking about a minute ago, the little one.
One thing that made this one so popular.
It wouldn't have mattered to me, frankly.
Right, well, that's what I say, too. I mean, it doesn't matter to me either. A missing child is a missing child.
Yeah.
No matter who they are.
And I think, frankly, if you really want to address it, you have to address the media, to a certain degree, to say, to you know, if you could have two equal stories to say, why did you pick this one over that one?
Well,
then they'd be the ones
there was a little boy missing, and the parents, well, the mother had left him with the father for the weekend, and the baby, the little boy, come up missing, and the mother returned from him. I forgot his name. See, that's how it is. I've done a story on him. I did a couple of stories on him, but the mother did not make it public. I mean, she kept it private. She worked with the police department. When I say she kept it private, I don't mean she hid all her information. I mean, she worked strictly with the police department.
Oh,
she
stayed out of the media.
Right. She didn't go and make a circus out of it like the Anthonys have.
Right, right.
And, I mean, I respect her privacy. I mean, more than I can say, I respect her privacy over that.
Yeah.
And
well, that's
been
a great deal of this story. I mean, how often have we seen anything like that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If they hadn't have made such a circus out of this to begin with, it wouldn't have been such a big story.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, I hate to lay blame on somebody, but, I mean, in all honesty, they want to say the media did this, the media did that. But, hey, who contacted the media to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
And who went to the media begging for help?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't come to the media to beg to help for the kidnapper, so-called kidnapper, to return little Kaylee.
Yeah.
They went to say, my daughter is innocent.
Yeah.
I mean, and Kaylee is still out there alive.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, they are the ones that made this a circus.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, this case could have been just as easily about a little boy, and it would have still grabbed all of our
hearts. Exactly.
Exactly.
It just happened to be
a little girl.
Of any nationality. It wouldn't have mattered to me. I mean, like I said, I have done several reports about other children missing, and each and every one of them got to my heart.
Yeah.
But this one got more because it was just drug out more and more, and you see the lies involved with it. And
it's because of the lies. It has nothing to do with ethnicity or anything else for that matter.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and if anybody, this case got national attention because of the fact that Casey lied and she consistently lied. And then the investigators caught her in those lies.
Right quick, too.
And, you know, America is intrigued on missing persons cases, but America is also intrigued on murder. I mean, that's what we are. We love murder cases. And I don't mean that in a mean way or a bad way, but, you know, that's some people are fascinated with murder cases because you try to understand the psychological profile of somebody.
Right.
But to say that ethnicity played a role, I don't think so.
No.
No, and I think there was a lot of coverage on the Trenton Duckett story, and the reason that didn't go on like this is because the mother killed herself, and there was no information, there was no way to go any further or even know where to look. So I think had she not killed herself, this could have been easily a Kaylee Anthony case, too, with the Trenton Duckett.
Mm-hmm.
And that Chasta and the Dylan Grone, where the two kids were kidnapped, the parents were killed, and the little boy ended up being killed, and the little girl, they ended up finding her.
Right. That was.
I mean, that was covered extensively, too, you know. So I think there's a lot of stories out there that are. You just can't cover every single one of them.
Yeah.
Right, and it's a shame, but there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
some are just going to be more local, you know.
Right,
not
right.
Rise to the national level for various reasons.
And a lot of missing children, those are found. I mean, they're found with a parent or with a relative or,
mm-hmm.
you know, before, you know, something bad does happen and stuff. But
yeah.
I just don't think in this case it mattered if it was Kaylee was a girl or if it had been a boy. It would have gotten the same coverage and the same heartbreaking emotional, you know, outcry from the world that it did.
Yeah.
I certainly think it is an incredibly sad story. And although I may not particularly like Nancy Grace or appreciate her style of reporting, I think she deserves huge credit for keeping the story in the spotlight.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sean, I understand you were invited at one point to appear on the Nancy show.
I'm not even going to go through that. That was Cindy wanted me to go on, and that was back and forth, and You know, I don't know when the hell those the Orlando investigators will be releasing my interview. I don't know. Maybe the news media can make a request. There you go. Give yourselves something to do.
Why do that?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe you'd like to find out more on the intriguing side of Cindy Anthony. You know, almost like a Rod Serling episode of The Twilight Zone.
Right. So you haven't heard
but,
anything
more? I've been keeping my mouth quiet for, I don't know, it's been like 2 weeks now, and you know, the thing is I sent them all my texts and emails and stuff, and I'm sure that Melick's going through them. He's a great guy. I got nothing bad to say about him. He's a great guy. And Johnny Allen, another great guy as well. You know, there's just a lot of this stuff that's going on in this case, so, and I don't know if my text messages will be released, in case some of you have been sleeping or underneath a rock, for the last couple of weeks, when I first came on here, that was a big highlight story because of the fact that because I do have some inside knowledge of how Cindy is and the type of person that she is and how deceitful and
personally, there is a question.
How much of a bitch that she can be really be. Yeah.
Oh, Jan, leap in.
I'm trying to remember what it was that I had read, something that Sean had wrote, something about Zenaida not being able to cash in on something because of the information.
Well, yeah, because, there's a couple of us that, you know, that wanted to find out the truth. I had Zenaida Gonzalez, the one that filed the lawsuit.
Yes, lawsuit.
You know, she came on and she came on and did an interview with me, and we talked, and I gave her some courtesy, and, you know, it wasn't until after the interview that I found out that she was a liar, and I don't like liars. I really don't. You know, I'll give you the benefit, I'll give you the shirt off my back, but if you lie to me, and I find out, and that's all it was, is that, you know, you can go on to the Orlando County documents there, look them up yourself. The fact that she is collecting Social Security, the fact that, she goes, oh, I have no job, I don't work. Well, yeah, you do work. You just work underneath the books, so Social Security doesn't know. Ooh. Yeah, so, and then you want to make it to be about yourself. I don't really like Zenaida Gonzalez. You know, she makes it about her, and she feels that she's been personally affected. And, what about all these other Zenaida Gonzalez's that are all over the world? You know, I just don't feel any faith in her. So, yeah, we did some information, some fact-checking with Zenaida Gonzalez, background check and all this other great stuff, and we handed it to that was my good deed, I should say. But unfortunately, sometimes all good deeds go punished. That was my entryway, into the heart of Cindy, because she felt that I was doing something to glorify her daughter, to help clarify and clear some matters out of the way.
The news media as a whole tends to be pretty fractured, There's us that are frowned upon. I think we're known as bloggers, mm-hmm. as opposed to the.
They can shove the blogger term. They can shove it up their ass, because the thing is that there are real people who go to the source. I don't have to decide anybody, and I don't have to make up any story. Just for the fascination of ratings. I went directly with Cindy, and I asked her questions, and I felt glad that I was able to, and I felt glad that I did, because, I'm fine. I don't work for Fox News. I don't work for MSNBC or CNN. I'm not Wolf Blitzer, with a hologram. I'm sorry, but You know, the thing, the core of the matter is that we are just as part of an integral part of this story, just as well as Fox News and anybody else. It doesn't matter if you're mainstream media or independent media. It doesn't matter at all. You know, as long as you've helped contribute and helped, you know, try to assemble the puzzle piece of this case, then you've done your job.
I'm going to come back to this question, but we have another caller on the line. I'm not sure where they're coming from. I get this rather cryptic Alec 1381. Hello, Alec 1381.
Hello.
Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Can you speak up?
Hold on. Hello?
Uh-oh. It doesn't sound like we have a very good connection, so... why don't you try calling back in on a different line? Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about, Sean. The mainstream media, bad people. Are they really bad people?
No, I don't think that they're really bad people. I just think what the problem is that, you know, it's all about ratings. You know, there's people that just don't care about the case. You know, I personally have... you know, gone above and beyond,
hello.
And I wanted to
hello?
See for this
okay,
case.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, is this Alec?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, what's your question or comment?
Who is this?
My name is Simon Barrett. You're live on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Now, what do you want me to ask a question for?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Alec, I think I'll just put you in the drop bucket, and Sean and I will go back to what we were discussing. I was looking at the stats for Blog Talk Radio today, and this
yeah.
actually marks the 20th program that... I've ran in the last 2 months, which is quite a lot. And I've, in the back of my mind, I've always thought, you know, eventually I'm going to get some sort of crank caller. I think that was it.
Yeah, you get those people every once in a while. Hello,
is this Domino's? Hello? Hello?
You know, or you get some of those crazy people. We used to deal with those people a lot, you know, and I don't really like to be derogatory or mean. I think, you know, we had the Daily Bands radio show about a year ago, and we had some caller that called in, and he said that he was pleasuring himself while he was listening to us. And that really, really scared me, you know, and sometimes you have obsessive... compulsive people, but you know, it's Christmas, so I guess that maybe that was his way of giving back. You know, I don't know, but you do get some crazy people.
Yeah, I guess everyone has their own way of giving.
Being jolly, is that what you're trying to say?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Being jolly, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, I suppose it. It could be viewed that way. So
you know, before you know it, someone's going to... Well, before you know it, I was just going to say that you're going to have somebody calling in giving us a Casey Christmas song, you know, with the with something like, it's beginning to look a lot like Casey everywhere you go.
Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that will be appearing on YouTube. Sometimes.
Yeah, hey, how about the greatest rendition, Silent Casey? Yeah, because that's exactly what she's been, you know?
Yeah, that's true, too.
Silent Casey, sitting in jail.
We said hear any songs, John. We're going to blame you for it.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to start the a new revolution. Casey Anthony inspired Christmas songs.
Oh, my. It's a little late to get the CD out, but I do have some people in the music industry that I work with fairly often. I'm sure we could do it.
Yeah, I mean, just think, you can run the advertisement on Blogger Radio, you know, on Blogger News here, with the, you know, you can have the, like a Don LaFontaine voice, like I did last week, enjoy such memorable Christmas classics as Here Comes Casey Claus. You know, and then you can break in a tune back, Here Comes Casey Claus, Here Comes Casey Claus,
getting sick,
sliding down your chimney. You know, but, you know, the, I mean, oh, Joe, yeah, well, the, well, if you want to call it a poll, I guess, you know, Casey, the one, nosed, or the one horned reindeer, I don't know, whatever.
Okay, I have to, get an end to this show somehow. We're out of time. The 90 minutes, once again, has, just fell through my fingers like so many grains of sand. I really want to thank Sean for participating, and of course, my lovely wife. Wouldn't be able to do it without you, honey.
I'm always here.
And all of the callers that called in. It's been an interesting afternoon. Did we learn anything? Don't know. Maybe we did.
No, we leave that for interpretation. But you know what? At least we can have the solace and know that that Kaylee Anthony is in a better place right now.
She's going to be able to rest in peace. God be with her.
So this is Simon and Jan Barrett saying good night.
Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.